Tune in to On Call with the Prairie Doc tonight, 7 p.m. Central, 6 Mountain. You can watch it on SDPB TV 1 or on the Prairie Doc Facebook page. Today, we welcome Dr. Rick Holm to the program for your weekly checkup. Dr. Holm, welcome. Thanks for coming back.
Hi, Lori.
What do we have to look forward to tonight on the program?
Well, we're going to talk dermatology, and it's a pre-recorded show. We did it in the hills in September, and the reason that we did that is because we lose our students, you know, when college takes a winter break, and we don't have, you know, we're a teaching institution when we make a show in Brookings, and so without students, we need to have pre-recorded shows, and that's what we did in the hills to get some the West River docs involved. So the next couple, three shows are going to be shows that we did in September. And the first one was on dermatology. We have two experts on dermatology, and we should talk about dermatology. There's some really important things that people can learn that would help them through their daily problems. And the biggest problem that I think I saw as a general internist was the winter itch. Have you ever heard of that?
I have not heard it called that, but I can guess that it's a pretty prominent thing around here.
Well, it is. And so why is that? I mean, the air is dry. I mean, we are heating our homes so that it dries out the humidity. So you have a dry environment. People love a hot shower in the winter. So they stand under a hot, hot shower. And then, of course, we're Scandinavian and German, and this cleansing, over-cleansing, over-soapy, aggressive kind of people here. And so we over-soap, and we take away all the natural oils in our skins, particularly over our shoulders and our back, where the hot water just takes it away.
All right. We're over-soapy. First of all,
we're over soapy. That happens in all, by the way, in all races and in all areas of the world, but particularly up here, because I think of the cold. And so people come in with these terrible rashes. I mean, and they're just dry and scaly and itchy and miserable, and it's all over their body. And the treatment's pretty simple. Turn down the heat. Take a quicker shower. There are parts of your body you don't need to soap anymore. If you're not, you know, getting outside and getting dirty, you know, just rinse off. Mm-hmm. And then the other part is, as soon as you get out of the shower, before 2 minutes are up, you dry quickly, and then you put on an ointment or a cream that will capture the moisture and keep the moisture in the skin. And a good example would be something with a ceramide in it, which used to be a prescription and very expensive, and now it's over-the-counter. And one version is CeraVe, CeraVe, capital V-E, or even just Vaseline. Get someone to rub that in the areas. And, of course, in the back, it's kind of hard to do that, but you can do it with a stick. You know, you can do it with one of these scratchers, but you rub the cream in instead of scratching your back with a scratcher. I'm a real fan of creams. And Vanny cream is another good one. Again, Vaseline. And anything with ceramide in it. And one good choice is CeraVe.
What about the hands and the feet? Because that seems to be, you know, if you take a quick shower, it's flu season, you're still going to wash your hands a lot. You don't want to skimp on that.
What about when
my hands turn completely cracked and raw and red?
Yes. So one of the things that, as a physician, you know, washing between every patient through the first years of my practice, my hands would just fall apart, you know, and you have open ulcers, you know, where you have all those cracks and they're sore, and that's not very healthy either. So one of the things I've learned is that, of course, I would use a sanitizer 3 times out of 4, you know, and the fourth time I'd wash again. The second thing is at night before I go to bed, oftentimes I would take super glue and glue those little cracks. And it really does help when the cracks are sore, particularly, you know, with near the fingernails. Another thing that I would do is Vaseline, really good my hand. Do up the Vaseline after the super glue is good and dry. Do up your hands with Vaseline. And you can even double the moisturizing capacity. Wash your hands, dry your hands, Vaseline, pair of gloves.
Mm-hmm.
People will even talk about a pair of gloves to keep the moisture pushing into the skin.
So you can use super glue on your skin?
You can use super glue. In fact, they're doing that instead of stitches oftentimes. So if you you take the little brush super glue,
uh-huh,
and you put it over the sore, and it takes away the pain, and it protects that crack.
Interesting.
And your hands handle it. It does work. I think there's a limit to how much you do it.
Right.
But certainly when you have these cracks in your fingernails, between your fingernails and
right,
on the skin,
yeah,
it, super glue is a really great answer.
How much does our skin change over a lifetime?
Well, you know, we lose. We're constantly losing skin. I mean,
mm-hmm,
think of it as a piling up. So the bottom layer is new, is skin that's growing, and it's reproducing, and it's piling upwards. And after a period of time, it gets so high and away from the blood flow that it dies. The skin dies, and the top half of the skin is just piled up dead skin. And it's interesting that the organisms that are living in our body, the living organisms that are part of us, you know, that we live symbiotically with, it's our part of our microbiome. They eat the skin and dissolve it. And if we didn't have all those little organisms growing on us and eating up the skin and the shedding of the skin, then the house would pile up with skin. So we have little microorganisms that live with us and clean off the top layer of our skin. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that's fascinating stuff. So I think when you say...
And in fact, we need to have a layer of that microbiome. If you wash your face too much,
yeah,
part of the reason why kids have pimples, in my own mind, and I haven't gotten a lot of support on this, but I believe this. Okay, and that is that our microbiome is living on our face, and we dry off the normal oils that the microbiome is living in, and we end up with pimples. You stop washing your face so aggressively, or you stop using soap, and you just rinse and keep it clean without the soap, the pimples seem to reduce. And so my personal bias is that we just don't understand it well enough, but the microbiome is part of our protection. We destroy it. It's like killing grass, and then in come the weeds.
Mm. It's tough to tell a kid who has a serious outbreak and is trying to figure out how to show up for middle school.
I used to wash my face, and then I would lay the soap on my face, and then I'd let it dry. I had the worst, driest skin on my face, and plenty of pimples the whole darn time.
Hmm.
And the best thing that I started getting those again in med school, and so I went through that whole process, and I decided stop using soap, let the oil, the natural oils, be there, and the pimples went away. But it took a while.
Yeah.
It took a month or so.
Sure.
Isn't that interesting? So my own point is we. Be careful with soap. There's a time and a place for it. But then if you use a lot of soap and you wipe out your normal oils, replace it with another set of oils, CeraVe or Vaseline,
sure,
or something.
All right. We can all be a little grubbier this winter.
That's right.
Get away with
That's
it.
That's the natural state. I mean, how long has humanity been along, and how long have we had soap?